DOT says yes, then no to a Mud Bay parking problem fix. And an earthquake simulator will rock Southeast residents in the name of emergency preparedness. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. Good news came last week for Mud Bay residents involved in an ongoing parking problem. The Department of Transportation announced Wednesday that parties involved had worked out a tentative agreement to the dilemma. A day later, though, the department realized it spoke too soon. But a short-term solution is in the works, with a long-term fix hopefully not too far behind. Residents who live around 7 Mile Mud Bay Road were told in recent months they can no longer park alongside of the road. They've been leaving vehicles there to get to houses across the bay for decades, but DOT told them they were encroaching on the right-of-way and posing a safety concern and that the cars needed to go. Joanne Schmidt, the right-of-way agent for DOT, visited Haines earlier this month to meet with irked Mud Bay residents. She sent an email on Wednesday saying that the issue had been apparently resolved for now. She said that a couple of citizens out that way took some measurements and agreed to clear some brush to make a few parking spots further away from the road. She wrote that DOT was satisfied with that plan. She also wrote that she could issue a special use permit so residents could work in the state right-of-way, with local DOT maintenance staff supervising the project. A second town hall meeting slated for Friday was canceled, and residents breathed a sigh of relief.
Definitely parties are getting involved. They're working towards some sort of solution, short-term and long-term. You know, I think this is all good news. I'm happy to hear it.
That's longtime Mud Bayer Joe Ordonez. He says after a second email was received from Schmidt a day later, he realized the issue was still very much in flux. The second letter stated that the brushing by residents was only a short-term solution and that the borough should get involved as the permit applicant to the Department of Natural Resources. Schmidt also wrote that a permanent parking lot should still be pursued and that the Haines Borough should take the lead on that as well. Still, Ordonia says he's happy that there's some progress being made.
It doesn't feel maybe as adversarial as at first. It felt a little bit like, you know, this is a big mess and you guys got to solve it. Instead, it's more like, hey, you know, let's work together and figure this out. And, you know, that's the way we all want things to be in Haines.
Jeremy Woodrow is the spokesperson for the Department of Transportation. He says the department is continuing the conversation with property owners along Mud Bay Road, but nothing has been officially approved.
There is nothing concrete that has been signed or is moving forward. They are exploring different options, and we're consulting with those property owners and looking at what laws apply to parking on or near state right-of-way. And so that's what we continue to do, is continue to try to find a resolution, but so far there has yet to be a firm answer found.
Woodrow says it's up to the borough if they would be willing to make improvements to the area for a short-term fix.
It definitely isn't an issue that's going away anytime soon. It's something that we want to continue those discussions to try to find something that works for everybody.
He says a solution isn't as simple as clearing away brush and throwing down some gravel.
We're not saying no, but we're also not saying yes yet. We're willing to continue to look at this possibility, but it's definitely not a perfect solution, I think is the best way to put it.
The idea of residents creating parking spots further from the roadway still isn't far enough, Woodrow says. Vehicles would still be in the right-of-way and still be a hazard.
It's not just a cut-and-dry answer. That's why we need to work with the borough or work with a homeowners association and figure out a good solution. And any solution that we do figure out for the interim is definitely just a temporary solution as we continue to work with the borough and the residents for a long-term parking solution.
Woodrow says he's not sure if another town hall meeting is in the works, but talks about a possible solution to the parking dilemma will continue. Alaska is earthquake country, but many people don't know the basic safety measures they should take to prepare for an earthquake. The Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management wants to change that. The division hopes to jolt people into awareness with a mobile earthquake simulator. The Quake Cottage is scheduled to visit 10 communities in Southeast Alaska and the Yukon for the first time ever this fall. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
From a distance, the Quake Cottage looks like a normal enclosed trailer you hook up to the back of a truck. But get closer and you see the words, Alaska's Earthquake Simulator. Are you ready for the next big quake? Step inside and it sounds like this.
This is not a ride. It is an experience.
The Quake Cottage holds four people. You sit down and hold on tight as the shaking starts. Jeremy Zittick with Alaska Homeland Security says the machine can simulate up to an 8.0 magnitude earthquake.
The earthquake simulator is an experience that we want people here in Alaska to get a chance to feel, because earthquakes are so prevalent.
Alaska is the most seismically active region in the U.S. and even one of the most seismically active in the world. According to the Alaska Earthquake Center, there have been more than 22,000 quakes in the state so far this year. Most of those are minor, but Zittick says his agency wants you to be prepared for the next big one.
The danger of earthquakes here in Alaska is very real.
That's why Alaska Homeland Security owns one of the few quake cottages in existence. It's a prevention tool. It's meant to bring home the reality of what an earthquake feels like and that it could happen to you.
The experience is a little bit jarring, but that's what an earthquake is. An earthquake can be a very violent event, and people should know what to do when that shaking starts.
CNN anchor Anderson Cooper had a jarring experience when he tried out one of the quake cottages in 2012.
All right, so we go?
Okay, let's shake it up.
All right.
Okay.
You ready?
Here
ready.
We go.
Okay.
Ready?
Whoa. Wow.
Zittick says the best earthquake safety advice for people in the U.S. is drop, cover, and hold. Get on the ground, find cover from falling objects, and hold on while you wait the earthquake out.
It's more of the turtle philosophy as opposed to the rabbit philosophy. You really can't run from the earthquake anyways. If you run outside, there's just as many falling hazards that can hurt you there, and there's a good likelihood that you're going to be thrown to the ground.
Zittick says people in Southeast Alaska have been asking for the quake cottage for a while. The division hasn't been able to bring the simulator to any off-the-road communities because it's an expensive endeavor. But late this summer and fall, it's finally going to happen with the help of grant funding.
In Southeast, people are vulnerable to earthquakes and tsunamis, so they need to know what to do when they feel that shaking.
One of the Southeast Alaska residents pushing for the simulator to visit this region is Craig resident Brian Templin.
Because of our location on the coast and the threat of earthquakes, it's one of those things that we've been very fortunate. But you certainly want to be prepared.
Templin is involved in Craig's emergency planning committee. He says the simulator's visit will coincide with the town's biennial emergency preparedness fair. The Quake Cottage tour of the Yukon and Southeast is scheduled to start in Whitehorse August 26th and travel to Skagway, Juneau, Sitka, Petersburg, Wrangell, Ketchikan, Craig, Haines, and Haines Junction, in that order. Zittick hopes the month-long tour will help Southeast Alaskans be prepared for when the next major earthquake strikes. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Approximate dates for the Quake Cottage's visit to the Lynn Canal are August 28th for Skagway and September 26th for Haines. A Klinka dugout canoe paddled by elders and youth from across the north completed a historic journey from Whitehorse to Moosehide outside Dawson City on Thursday. The canoe was crafted by Haines master carver Wayne Price. It arrived in time for the start of the 2016 Moosehide Gathering, a celebration of First Nations history and culture. The CBC's Cheryl Kawaja was there when the canoe and paddlers reached the shore.
The paddlers were welcomed to the shores of Moosehide with singing and dancing. Tyler Smith reached out for hugs as he stepped ashore.
We made it. So full of emotion. I'm so happy. We did it as a team. We did it as a brotherhood. And we're a family.
The journey downriver in the dugout canoe was symbolic in many ways. A healing trip for each person in the boat, but also for their communities and the territory. Matthew Wesley from Atlin, B.C. was among the youngest paddlers. He's learned lessons he says he'll pass on one day to his grandchildren.
Well, there's a lot of things to heal from, like drugs, alcohol, sugar.
It was an incredible journey.
In the ceremony after, Kwanlandun Chief Doris Bill said the journey carried a message of healing. She notes the hard times many First Nations communities face, but says some are starting to heal, and this canoe journey is an inspiring example. Cheryl Kawaja, CBC News, Moose Hide.
For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thank you for supporting community radio in the Upper Lynn Canal. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.